Hi there, this is Carol Dooley as we continue our fabulous series on the joys and the pleasures of the jewel of the Caribbean, Barbados. And as we've talked about before and talked to so many really interesting people about what's on offer here in Barbados, if you come to holiday, and obviously there's the beach and there's so many other great things to do for yourself and the family. But there's another part of Barbados as well, and I'm delighted to be joined now by Ralph Luther, who is a volunteer with the Future Centre Trust, and he's going to tell us all about the Barbados Trailway. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us. Can you tell us first, Ralph, about the Future Centre Trust? What is that? I know it's a charity, but what is it? What is it all about?
Yeah, hi everyone. Thanks for having me on and giving us the opportunity to present the trust and also the project that I'm working on. The Future Centre Trust is an environmental charity. It was established in the 1980s by a British agronomist who did a lot of research in the sugar industry. And he had an interest in hiking and the environment generally, and established the trust. And it's basically a charity. There's not a lot of money behind it, but it's continually operated from different sources of funding, mostly donations. And it's rolled out various recycling projects in schools. We have an annual, what was originally a beach cleanup, which has now gone inland, cleaning the gullies.
So it's all about protecting the environment here in Barbados.
It's protecting the environment. It's about sustainable living. Yeah. And right now we're running three major projects. One is a thrift store called Donation Nation. So Barbadians take their old clothing and furniture, and if it's in a reasonable condition, it'll just be sold. And the net proceeds are shared among 20 charities, and obviously to keep the Future Centre Trust going.
And is this something, this trust, particular to Barbados, Ralph, or are other Caribbean islands doing similar things?
It operates outside. So I think a lot of the islands with a British history at some point do have some equivalent to a national trust. This is not. While the founders were members of the Barbados National Trust, the priorities and mission of the Barbados National Trust is not so much focused on the environment. But I mean, there's a lot of issues that the government or government departments cannot deal with that NGOs are expected to handle.
Right, right.
And so the Future Centre Trust, in that sense, kind of filled the gap or supplemented the Barbados National Trust in a way to focus on environmental issues more than anything.
And, yes. And one of the projects that you're here to talk about is the Barbados Trailway.
Yes.
I love this. This is really something I think everybody who comes here should experience.
Yeah, so your listeners may be able to tell that my accent isn't particularly based on the Caribbean.
You're originally from Germany.
I'm from Germany originally, but Barbados has been my home for the last 25 years, and I retired from working full-time here about 5 years ago, and I was looking for some giving back and charitable work, and my interests are really running and hiking, but I also like trains. So when I heard that Barbados was so fortunate, and I always tell people other cities would literally give an arm and a leg to have a public strip of land, and it's only about 30 feet wide, available for what is essentially a linear park. So without having to acquire any land, the government or the general public has access to what in Barbados is about 25 miles of this former railroad.
Railway.
So the tracks were dismantled. The railroad was built in the early 1880s and it operated till the 1930s, and eventually the tracks were sold in 1937. And luckily there's been very little encroachment. So in Bridgetown, the urban areas, a lot of it has been turned into public roads, but it can easily be marked out for pedestrians and cyclists. And then as we leave Bridgetown, it's running through the St. George Valley, which is mostly sugarcane fields, and it's just been used as service roads for the farms. And then after about 15 miles, it hits Consett Bay on the east coast, and then it just snakes along the coastline up to Bathsheba and all the way into Belle Plaine. So it really crosses the country from Bridgetown to the east coast and then heads north. And it's a spectacular opportunity to provide a traffic-free space. But not only are we looking at, so we're looking to pave it so people can use it year round. One of the challenges we have during the rainy season,
yes,
the soil and mud gets very sticky, and also some sections are still being used regularly by farm tractors. And when it's wet, they're just leaving very deep ruts. So even on a mud,
so it's very difficult, very challenging to walk.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
You do get a little few questions of people saying, "Why would you pave anymore? You know, in paradise there's so many roads."
But it's still to encourage or to give people the opportunity to come and enjoy it. So how much money is it going to cost to do this?
So we have different estimates, and we're trying to not rely on government funding, because obviously the hospital needs money, the pensioners need money, the educational system needs money, and we're trying to fund it just through donations and corporate sponsorship. So one big part that may not be common to other rail-to-trail conversions is the tree planting. And obviously that gets you a lot of publicity and helps to some extent with corporate sponsorship, because planting trees is a very popular thing now. Those trees will eventually provide shade, which in this climate is
very important.
And a lot of them are fruit trees.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of them are imported varieties of existing fruit here. So we're increasing biodiversity. We're offering new different tastes of mangoes and pomegranate and different varieties that may not be available on the island. So that's a bit of a long-term project, but it also indirectly helps with food security and just ticks a whole bunch of sustainable development goals that a lot of small islands.
And do you have a timeline for this?
So on the cost side, obviously we can spend as much money as we can get, but we think with maybe somewhere between 10 and 15 million euros, we can probably build it out to have it at a point where we can say, well, now it's kind of finished.
And when would you like that to happen?
And hopefully within the next 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we are now focusing on a demo stretch, which is entirely built from really maybe the largest contribution we've had in actual cash may have been something like 25 or 30,000 euros. So we're just doing bits and pieces. We've had some larger in-kind contributions over a period of time where companies have just made staff and equipment available. I'm hoping in 5 years from now it'll be finished. The good thing is the sections that we have sort of completed are already seeing a lot of usage. So we get a lot of questions, when are you going to open? And I tell people, well, it's never been closed. It was always public lands anyway. And we haven't even clearly marked it at this point. You can tell from the trees. So we've planted well over 1,000 trees, and we've got about 4 or 5 miles of continuous stretch.
It's just not
wonderful.
All paved.
And what makes me really happy is when I drive past, obviously with the heat here, the hour after sunrise and the hour before sunset are most popular for exercising. And when I drive past the 2 trailheads that we've created so far, and I see the parking lot is full with 10 or 12 cars, and people unloading their little bikes, kiddie bikes, and they're just having fun, and people are walking, people are skating on it. And I never thought it was just 800 meters of paving, it would attract people to come regularly. We're seeing the more interest from the tourists now also.
Is it a loop, actually, Ralph?
No, it's a straight line.
Right.
So people just go out and back and back and forth, but if most people are when they go and exercise, it's maybe 45 minutes to an hour. So a mile or two is often sufficient, especially when they have small children. Mm-hmm. And Barbados just lacks these kind of public spaces, because the focus has been on, especially on the tourism side, on the beaches and the hotels and the paid attractions. And obviously the use of this trail is free. And we like it. The tourism aspect is interesting, because there's a concept of inland tourism, and there seems to be a sector of the or a segment of the tourists that want to go beyond the confines of their hotel or even the touristy areas.
And immerse themselves in nature, have a lovely experience here.
Yeah, so not only is it nature, but you also get to interact with Barbadians.
Yeah.
Because we're really building it for the Barbadians as much as for the tourists. And so you get to meet people not in a transactional relationship, because, you know, and you probably know Barbadians are very friendly, even if they're serving you in a restaurant or the hotel.
Absolutely.
You may strike a friendship, you meet them on the bus or somewhere, you know, you're lost in your rental car, and they'll be very helpful and friendly. And on this trail, you can then meet barbarians and strike a conversation, find out about their lives. And they may even come up to you and ask, oh, where are you from? And, you know, do you like it in Barbados?
So make new friends.
Yes.
Make new friends. It's a wonderful initiative. And I think this is something, I mean, I'd love if we had more of this in Ireland, actually. It's good. It's obviously good for the planet. It is good for ourselves. You know, it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, so the beauty is that there's, at the corporate level, support now to fight childhood obesity and non-communicable diseases, and those require people to exercise. And if you don't have safe public spaces, and unfortunately our road network doesn't always have sidewalks, so it's not always safe, a lot of potholes, so cycling can be challenging. There seems to be demand, and I think the visitors are asking more and more questions about it, so we're very happy that we can combine local benefits with adding to the tourism experience.
How many of you are there in the Future Centre Trust that are behind this, trying to put this together?
There's some full-time staff running mostly the thrift store and the general administration, but in terms of the core volunteers, for the entire Future Centre Trust, there's somewhere between 10 and 15 people who I would say would have that as their main volunteering activity and commitment. And there's really two of us on the trailway at this point, and then we have other specific experts. So we have somebody who is in health and wellness, and we have somebody who's more on the construction side, and we have somebody who's more on the art side. I mean, we have concepts like the outdoor classroom. So we have somebody with a teaching background who's advising us on, for example, have school displays on the shelters. So we'll be having shelters probably every half mile to mile along the trail, when so people can get out of the sun, or when there's a sudden shower. If you're cycling, you can put on your raincoat or just wait a couple of minutes for the clouds to pass. And those shelters, opportunities to advertise and generate money, but also to display interesting information. And then the schools can include that in their curriculum. We have one shelter up now that was funded by a grant that one of the art studios got from a New York-based charity that supports causes in mental health.
That's very interesting.
So we managed to get money from outside Barbados to support, and it got us a shelter, and five Barbadian artists got $2,000 each to have, to basically produce some artwork that is now displayed on the shelter, on some of the benches and some of the bus stops that we have in Barbados.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. So if anybody wants to find out more information about this, where can they go?
So you can just Google Barbados Trailway or Barbados Future Centre Trust. So we have two separate websites. As I said, the main organisation is the Future Centre Trust. That's where you can donate, find general information and specifics about the trailway. Of course, on the social media channels, Instagram and Facebook mostly, and the website.
Okay. Well, for you, Ralph, what a wonderful way to spend your retirement, giving
I'm
back and helping the environment. And say, I'm sure you're loving it. How could you not love it?
I have a tan. I spend hours outside and interacting with the residents, interacting with the users, and interacting with groups.
You're living
like
the dream. You're living the dream. You're
at
a happy
point,
man.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you.
Ralph Luther from the Future Centre Trust, thank you very much. A pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you.